This episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast is made possible by listeners like you. Get exclusive rewards and more by visiting outsidehealthandfitness.com/support. Outside Health and Fitness Podcast, episode 165, par 3, near me.
So I think golf, if you're willing to walk a course, gives you great exercise without the hassle. Like, you're getting the exercise your body really needs.
Welcome to the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. We're getting outside the box, outside our comfort zone, and outside and in shape. If you're bored with the same old fitness routine at the gym and you're ready to try something new, then this is the show for you. We're exploring new and fun ways to get fit on the trail, on the water, on the slopes, and outside.
Hi, this is Steve Stearns from Outside Health and Fitness, and thank you for joining me for another episode. If you're new to the show, we like to stay fit and active by having fun outside. We like to ride, slide, run, walk, hike, bike, golf, crawl, swim, and ski. If it's fun outside and it keeps us healthy, we love it. So if you're like us and you like to have fun outside, then you found the right place. Today, I'm excited to welcome Josh Waldron from Par 3 Near Me to the show to talk about how golf is different on a Par 3 course. On today's show, you'll discover what a par 3 course is, the health benefits you get from the game of golf, and how to find a par 3 golf course near you.
OutsideHealthAndFitness.com.
Now, before we get into my interview with Josh, I wanted to let you know about my new show, Funky Fitness Now. We talk about all the unusual, wacky, weird stuff people do to stay fit every week, and we get a little goofy sometimes, but it is a lot of fun. Here's a clip.
Welcome to Funky Fitness Now.
I'm Steve.
And I'm Jessica, and we host Funky Fitness Now.
You guys, shut up. It's on.
No, it's probably not. Join us each week at funkyfitnessnow.com.
On iTunes, Stitcher, and other top podcast networks.
Stay fit and funky.
So my guest today is Josh Waldron. Josh is a web designer and golf course manager. He's passionate about staying fit and believes that smaller golf courses provide great opportunities for fresh air and exercise. Josh is building a really cool website called par3nearme.com, and I got a chance to talk with him about the site and why par 3 golf has become so popular. So let's get right into it. All right. Well, Josh, I'm really excited to have you on the show. You're the first golfer that's ever been on Outside Health and Fitness. So that's a huge thing. You're number one, man.
I love it. Thanks for having me, Steve.
Now, Josh, you run a website called Par 3 Near Me. Can you kind of give us a rundown on what that's all about?
Yeah. So right now, I think there's a growing demand for smaller golf courses, golf courses that are either beginner friendly or don't require as much of a time commitment or aren't as expensive. And Par 3 Near Me is designed to connect people to those types of courses. So it has like a geolocation feature when you log on, kind of can figure out where you're at and then suggest some nearby courses. Or if you're going on a trip or something, you can kind of scope out what's in that area.
That's great. For those of us that aren't golfers, what is a par 3 course? Does it just denote a course that has smaller holes?
Yeah, that's probably the easiest way of understanding it. Usually you have shorter distances, but you have the same challenges as a regulation-sized golf course. So water, sand traps, all that kind of stuff.
Got it. And it's still 18 holes.
Some of them are only 9 holes, but they'll have like multiple tee boxes so you can play 18 holes. But many of them are actually 18-hole courses.
Now, how long have you been playing at par 3 golf courses?
Yeah, so I grew up poor, which means I didn't really have much of an opportunity to play golf. And it wasn't until college that I got to play golf a few times and realized, hey, this is kind of fun. But my first experience on a par 3 course, my mom took me when I was like 13 years old, and really just, I had a lot of fun. I didn't want to tell her that because I was too cool at the time. But so I really started playing golf when I was in college, and now it's kind of something that's carried over into my life.
Excellent. And is a par 3 course, so I think you said this in the beginning, it's a little less expensive than than a regular golf course? Because it's one thing, and this may be a misconception, but for me, when I think about golf, I think that it's a pretty expensive sport.
Yeah, so most par three golf courses are going to be half the price, if not less, than a traditional golf course.
I can see why they're so popular.
Yeah. Yeah, you're not kidding.
So what about some of the different health benefits that you get from, you know, playing around a golf?
Well, you know, your podcast, Outside Health and Fitness, really fits well with golf. I know that there are lots of activities that you could do to get fresh air, which we know is good for your body, or exposure to sunlight, which is good for things like vitamin D. And you can really get those things through any outdoor activity. But there's some things about golf that make it sort of unique. I try to imagine, like, I can't imagine many people enjoy running on a treadmill,
right,
or using an elliptical machine. So I think golf, if you're willing to walk a course, gives you great exercise without the hassle. Like, you're getting the exercise your body really needs. You know, there's some organizations that have tried to figure out, like, how many calories you're burning if you're willing to walk a golf course. And a rough average for walking just 9 holes, you burn somewhere between 700 and 800 calories.
Wow.
Yeah, and if you're a terrible golfer, you're probably going to burn even more than that.
That's right. You spend a lot of time in the rough looking around trying to figure out where your ball ended up, right?
Yep.
That's great. Very cool. Yeah, and I've experienced that even playing disc golf. It's surprising what a great workout it is. You feel like you're just kind of walking around, but to your point, I mean, you're kind of distracted by the fun of the game, too.
Yeah, you got it. And I'm all for exercise that coincides with some kind of enjoyment, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, if we can make it fun, that's all the better. Now, you're in Virginia, correct?
That's correct, yeah.
So do you get enough snow down there that it impacts your golf game during the wintertime, or are you able to play right straight through?
Yeah, the difference between a Virginia and a Maine, for example, would be when you get snow here, and we do get snow, it melts quickly. So you might have a week or, you know, 3 or 4 days that are pretty cold and there's snow, but it could be gone by the next week.
Right.
So the golf season is more free-flowing here, whereas courses in the northern United States or other parts of the world, they have a definite season.
I've seen some hardy souls up here will go out with, you know, golf balls that are like orange or something so they can play in the wintertime. But yeah, those guys are way into it for sure.
Yeah, I have friends that do like a winter classic. They go out in the snow and pack it up. Good for them.
Yeah, absolutely. That's right. Good for them. Josh is sharing some great stuff. I wanted to stop here for a quick second and ask for your support to help me keep Outside Health and Fitness on the air. If you find value in the guests and topics that I share every week, please visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/support and donate any amount you can. Thank you so much. Okay, back to the show. You were saying that a par three is really good for someone that hasn't played golf before. What makes it such a good starter course?
Yeah, there's a few components. The first would be that these courses are beginner friendly just because of the distances of the holes. Mm-hmm. You know, on a traditional golf course, a hole might be 500 something yards, whereas in a par three, it's probably not going to be more than 200 yards. Another thing is just the overall atmosphere. The staff at a par three course is, generally speaking, much more friendly and much less country club-like.
Right.
So the staff that you're interacting with and the golfers that you're interacting with tend to be of varying skill levels and just more laid back as a whole. You don't feel that pressure that a real golf course can bring to the table.
Now, this is going to sound like this is a total rookie question because I'm a total rookie. But if you went to a par three course, you've never played before, can you actually rent clubs and everything there, or how does that work out?
Yeah, most places are going to have club rentals available to you. They're going to want you to be there in most instances. So you can walk in and ask questions and let them know where you're at and expect a response that's pretty helpful.
And I've got to figure the big courses are probably they like the par threes because it probably helps people come up and move up into the bigger courses, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's interesting. You know, I manage a little par three course here in Virginia, and the bigger courses are actually, they're pretty helpful. Like when you need something or if they have someone who's newer to golf, they might send them my way. So there is sort of a mutually beneficial relationship.
Yeah.
And some big courses actually, you know, they have their championship course, their 18-hole full length, but some of them also have a par three in addition to that.
I'm assuming that a par three would also probably be good for kids that are that want to learn or get started.
Yeah, family friendly. I have a couple young boys, and they're already swinging clubs, so yeah. It's great.
That's cool. What gave you the idea of the site? So the site is really just a very helpful resource for someone that wants to find a par three near them, or like you said, when they're traveling, going someplace. What gave you the idea for this?
So when we opened our business, I had all these people coming in and asking me about the par three course and asking about golf. And I realized, based on my own life experiences and my customers' experiences, there really is a demand for this kind of golf. There are a lot of people who could not afford a country club membership, mm-hmm. myself included. And then there are people who just prefer this type of course. Like, I have people who, as they go around the country for business or whatever, they look specifically for these courses.
Yeah.
So I went online, and there's really only one other website that does what I'm trying to do. The difference being, I think there's a lot that I can improve upon. So their site is great. It's helpful. But I want par three near me to be the 2016 edition of this kind of stuff.
I think that's the birthplace of a lot of stuff like that. It's, someone else may be doing it, but not doing it the same way you are, or you see an opportunity to make it a little bit better, improve it, that kind of thing. It's very cool. It's a very niche thing. That's nice.
Yeah. Big golf courses, they get a lot of publicity and coverage. So I think there's a lot for consumers and a lot for smaller courses.
If somebody wanted to, obviously we'll put the par three near me, which I think is a great name, by the way.
Thanks.
We'll make sure we have a link to your website in the show notes so people can go there. How else could someone follow you? On Twitter, Facebook, that sort of thing?
Yeah. Connecting with us on Twitter or Facebook is great. We've got a blog on the site where I've taken the time to write sort of beginner golf questions, mm-hmm. beginner golf suggestions. That way someone can really do their homework fairly quickly and maybe decide to pick up a new hobby.
Yeah, I saw that. I saw that you had some golf tips and resources and different things there. That's very cool.
I think there's a lot of cool options for getting outside and getting exercise. So whether it's par three golf or your hobby disc golf, or I saw the previous episode on the fat bikes, just get out and do something. You're going to feel better for doing it.
Absolutely. And like you said, if we can combine fun with some sort of activity and exercise, yay. That's a win-win, right?
Yeah, that's what I think of. It's a win-win.
Well, Josh, thank you so much for coming on. It was great talking to you. And like I told you before, I've got one right down the road, so I got to go find out what the name of it is so I can submit it. Oh, we should talk about that. Can people submit par threes in their area to your site?
Yeah, the best way to do that would be to send us an email through our contact form.
Okay.
There's a spot where owners can click to add a course, mm-hmm. but they actually have to pay to do that.
Okay.
So send us a link through the contact form, because we're going through and we're adding every single course that we can find in the United States for free. But if we miss something, an owner can go on there and add it themselves at a particular cost.
Excellent. All right. Well, that's very good. We'll make sure to have a link to that there too. Well, thanks again, Josh. It was great talking with you, and best of luck with par three near me.
Thanks, Steve. Appreciate it.
I want to thank Josh for coming on the show and sharing par three golf with you and me today. Even if you've never picked up a golf club, I encourage you to check out his site and plan on trying it out. Who knows? You might just get hooked. Now, next week on the show, I'm talking with Chris from Tobu Discs about an amazing high-tech disc golf disc they've developed. It is way cool, and you definitely want to check this out. Now, be sure to visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/165 to subscribe to the show so you can catch my conversation with Chris next week. You'll also find notes on everything we talked about today and a big link to become a fan of the show and support what we're doing here. I'm really wrestling with whether or not I should keep the show on the air, and your donation is your vote and lets me know you're finding value in the information that I'm sharing with you every week. Well, that's it for now. Remember to visit outsidehealthandfitness.com/support to become an Outside Health and Fitness fan right now. I'm Steve Stearns. Thanks for listening. Well, that wraps up another episode of the Outside Health and Fitness Podcast. I hope you got something of value from the show today that helps you get outside and in shape. For more on taking your health and fitness outside, visit outsidehealthandfitness.com and subscribe to the show. Until next time, I'll see you outside.